You're listening to Classic Business with Michael Avery, brought to you by Altron, there when it matters.
Welcome back to Classic Business, brought to you by Altron Technology Partners in your digital transformation journey. For more information, visit them at altron.com. Altron, there when it matters. Now, every year, leading valuation and strategy consultancy Brand Finance values the world's biggest brands. The 50 most valuable brands in South Africa are included in the Brand Finance Africa 50 2019 league tables. And if we look at it, brand value is really equal to the net economic benefit that a brand owner would achieve by licensing the brand. And then they also look at brand strength, which is used to determine what proportion of a business's revenue is contributed to by the brand. Last night at the JSE, MTN retained its title as the country's most valuable brand, as we did see telecoms and banks leading the way once more. CEO Rob Shooter is on the line. Rob, welcome and congratulations on breaking through 50 billion rand for the first time.
Oh, good evening, Michael, and thanks very much. We were pleased with the progress we made. Of course, it's been a bit of an uphill battle from 2016, but I believe the hard work's paying off.
Now, telecoms companies around the world are suffering from I wouldn't call it an identity crisis, but there is a worry that telcos are just going to become the so-called dumb pipes, the utilities behind the cool internet businesses that are capturing an ever larger share of our attention as consumers. How are you approaching this? You've obviously taken a strategic decision to diversify. How are you approaching this from a brand perspective to stay relevant, considering those forces that are working against you?
You know, we launched our Bright strategy in 2017. And, you know, really what it's about is, first and foremost, deliver a great core service to the customers. You know, so we need an excellent network. We need the right kind of, you know, tariff plans, rate plans, customers who have a good experience when they go into a store, you know, a decent experience when they call a call center. So, you know, I really don't think there are any shortcuts here. The core service must just be, you know, exemplary. And, you know, we've got a long way to go, but I think we've made a lot of progress. I think the second part is, in the Bright strategy, we have the G, which is growth through data and digital. And digital is all about what kind of services are customers going to use the underlying voice and data connection for. And we really believe that we need a combination of, you know, allowing our customers to access the kind of more popular OTT services, but we really also do believe that MTN can build and deliver its own digital services to customers.
We were talking a little bit earlier with Raymond and Warwick about the African Continental Free Trade Area. As a business that has a large footprint across the African continent, what role do you see business playing here? It's largely been driven at a political, diplomatic, bureaucratic level so far. What role do you see business playing now that we've had the African Continental Free Trade Area ratified by the 54 countries?
Yeah, I was on a panel actually in Davos in January on the free trade agreement. And you know, I think the comments we were making is firstly, as business, we would be a beneficiary of a much more harmonized environment across the continent. You know, so it should be easier to move people, to move resources, to move equipment. That would make a big difference. But secondly, you know, it also has a dependency on a much more unified digital market. And with us operating across, you know, 21 countries, Africa and the Middle East, there's also work for us there. You know, what kind of infrastructure will we put in to connect the countries? How will we make it easier for customers to roam, commercial roaming offers? And also, of course, how we support the SME customers. Because many of the SME customers in our markets are, you know, trading across borders. And I think as a Pan-African player, you know, there's a lot we can do also to assist in SME growth.
Well, Rob, once again, congratulations. You are certainly turning around a ship that was listing when you took over. And when I say listing, not IPOing, not looking all that flush on stormy oceans. So certainly the Bright strategy paying off, and it's evidenced in the Brand Finance rankings. Well done.
Thanks very much.
Well, that's a wrap for Classic Business this week. Thanks to producer Andries Mahlangu, sound engineers Mataba Tabara Debe and Mwanda Lorbe down in Cape Town.